From the Shepherd House International in Georgetown, Guyana, Bishop Victor Connors de Sabre, anointed by God, will inspire you with rare and down-to-earth but provoking teachings from the Word of God to love the Lord deeply and to devote yourself to His work. Discover how God can change your life and ministry forever. Now, here is Bishop Collins.
Hallelujah! Wow, are you excited to be listening and be tuning in this morning? I couldn't say, are you excited to be here this morning? Because we are not all here together, isn't it? This is not so good. This is not so good. But we will, make hay while the sun shines. Is that not what they say? Wonderful. Let's pray. Thank you, Jesus.
Light of the world, you step down into darkness. You opened my eyes, let me see. And beauty that made this heart adore you, and hope of a life spent with you. And here I am to worship, and here I am to bow down, and here I am to say that you're my God. You're all together lovely, all together worthy, all together wonderful to me. King of all days, King of all days, oh so highly exalted, glorious in heaven above. And so humbly you came to the earth you created, and all for love's sake became one. And so here I am to worship, and here I am to bow down, and here I am to say that you're my God. You're all together lovely, all together worthy, all together wonderful to me. I'll never know how much it ought to see my sin upon the cross. I'll never know how much it ought to see my sin upon the world.
Father, thank you this morning. Our sins are more deadly than the coronavirus. And therefore we are grateful that Jesus the Christ came into this world, a light into our darkness, and died on Calvary's cross. Give us salvation and to wash away our sins. That is a greater news than discovering a vaccine for COVID-19. Thank you for the blood that was shed. Thank you for the body that was broken for us. We gather even as a family this morning. Lord, I pray you speak to our hearts, you affect our lives, and that we'll not leave your presence the same as we came. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, somebody said amen. Hallelujah. Lebo Sende, you may be seated in the presence of the Lord. It's good to be with you again this morning. God bless you for gathering wherever you are. And I believe that we're going to have a good time. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
All right. Psalm 23, make things happen, right? Things must happen. No excuses. Things must happen, okay? What I want must happen. All right. So Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. It's not beautiful to have somebody who restores your soul. Is that there's nothing restorable that makes you so happy and so grateful than the soul. You see, you can restore a vehicle, you can restore a broken table, you can restore a broken chair, but it takes only one person. Only one person to restore what you call the mind, the will, and the emotions. I have never come across anybody. Psychiatrists can claim and can say whatever they want to say. But to restore somebody's mind, somebody's will, and somebody's emotions, then now somebody begins now to love God and to think about God and to fall in love with God, God that they probably have not seen before. And to think about God and to think about heaven and to think about God. It takes only the power of God to do that restoration. Are you not excited that we have Jesus to restore us? Hallelujah. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. It's oil. Guy oil. Guyana oil. It's good that they've reduced the price, isn't it? So this is what I mean, that if we are going to experience oil, the wealth of oil, then gas price must come down to... I filled my tank. I couldn't believe it. I filled my tank with $5,000. I normally fill my tank with about $9,000. So about $5,000 is off in the coronavirus season. You see, anything that we are learning this season, most of them, if not all of them, we should be able to maintain them. Of course, staying at home is not something you should maintain after coronavirus, okay? After the pandemic, you can't stay home. We still come back to hugging and touching and kissing up and hugging up. You know, we still come back to that. But there are certain things like internet, how people have become internet conscious in a good way. Things like internet banking, internet applications of GPL. I don't have to go to GPL and go and do musical chairs again after the pandemic. I don't want to go to GTNT and stand in a line. Those things must stop after the pandemic. As they are getting ideas and as they are developing themselves to be able to, you know, set us up to do things and make things possible through the internet, those things must continue. But it must also continue. The gas price must also come down. Petrol, I'm talking about petrol prices. Okay, I should be able to fill my tank with $1,000. Then I can say, yeah, Guyana has oil. I can feel the oil. If we can even get that alone, I think that, you know, it will be a very, very blessed country. See how people want to come in and buy gas from us. It will bring a lot of money. Do you like my idea? Minister of Finance and Economy, whatever. Amen. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies, isn't it? Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup or my cup. Big cup. I mean, people have cups. So we'll come to that, but people have cups. I mean, if you say, okay, we have tea this morning. I know that every single one here, Jojo will have a cup with a different size. I know Pastor Gerard will have a cup with a different size. Everybody will come with a different cup. Can you imagine that all these cups, God is able to fill it and make it run over? Hey, the Lord only is my shepherd. Hallelujah. There's nobody who can. It's very difficult to, even if you say, if you have many people to serve, like a country like ours, it's very difficult to satisfy the Indians, satisfy the Africans, satisfy the Amerindians. It's so difficult to fill people's cups. Because people's cups have tents. It goes inside and a tent inside, like a hook, like that. I tell you. Reserves. So people have to, the cup, this bigger, there's a reserve cup. As you pour in this cup, it moves to the reserve before the main cup gets filled. Hey, you don't want to think about the cups people have, the desires people have, the dreams people have. And if you were to fill all those dreams, I tell you, no matter what you do, people will still not be happy. But for someone like God to let your cup not just fill to the half, but for your cup to run over. Hey, I see your cup running over. In this pandemic, your cup is still running over in the name of Jesus. Oh my God, I'm excited to know God and to have him as my savior. He says, that is why surely goodness and mercy, if your cup runs over, then it's only goodness and mercy that shall follow me all the days. Not some of my days, not most of my days, but all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Now we are looking at Psalm 23 in detail. We're taking it step by step, verse by verse, phrase by phrase. And I believe that God is really blessing us. We looked at the Lord is my shepherd. We said that if the Lord is your shepherd, let me tell you, if the Lord is your shepherd, if only James Bond is not your shepherd, but the Lord is your shepherd, you shall not want. There's no young lady, listen to me this morning, who has anybody else than the Lord as their shepherd that they will not want. There's nobody in this world who, if you have, you shall not want. But God Almighty himself. Look at what's happening in our country. Even to become a president, even to become a minister, look at the confusion. I mean, look at the commotion. Look at all the tug of war. Look at the pull and push and all of those things that are going on. Just so that you become a president, or you become a minister of interior, or minister of whatever, Amerindian affairs. Can you believe it? All this commotion and this confusion. It's only when the Lord is your shepherd that you shall not want. He says that he makes me lie down in green pastures. We looked at that. He leads me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. We looked at restoring my soul. That sheep normally will be cast down. David said, why art thou cast down, O my soul? Isn't it? When the sheep is cast down, they fall, their back is in the ground. Normally, it is the deception of a little depression in the earth, or where they are grazing. You know, there may be a little depression there, and as they lie down, as they are feeding, then their back actually gets into that depression, and they get stuck in there. And so they'll be kicking, you know, or their limbs will be kicking up like that, trying to get up. But it's not easy for them to get up. It needs a shepherd to pick it up and all of that. And by so doing, it can actually die. In that state, it can actually die. And so David said that he restoreth my soul, isn't it? It means that he brings me back from the cast down, that state, that position that he finds himself. God or Jesus is the only one who brings him back. And, you know, we looked at some of the reasons why people or the church or the sheep can get cast out. And one of them was that we sheep are cast down because of their what? Of their wool. You remember we spoke about wool? Sometimes the wool is so thick. That is our interactions with the life and the world, you know, makes things get attached to our skin. And sometimes, you know, you get affected because of the places you go, the things you do, and some of the behaviors and habits around. And then I think the last one that I didn't have the chance to go through, but I'm moving on this morning, is because of fat. When they are fat and they turn around, it's very difficult for them to get back on their feet. Because of fat also talks about what people pride themselves in this life. It's like you've become fat. It means that this life you have probably gotten money, or you've gotten a high level of education, or it's a certain status in life that makes you feel fat. And that now is something that easily makes you fall. Bible says knowledge, for example, puffs up. When you are very, very knowledgeable, you become proud. You don't listen to anybody. You think that you know everything. You get it, but it's not like nobody knows everything. The Bible says it. Solomon says knowledge puffs up. So when you are very knowledgeable, you feel all of that. And that now, it makes you proud. And Bible says, pride goes before you fall down. And when you fall down, that's it. So you need, in those instances, that's where you need a shepherd. So these are some of the things that makes a sheep, or makes us, the people of God and the children of God, fall down, break down, backslide, and get ourselves into several problems. This morning I want to look at, he leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Now, if you look at it, the scripture says that he leads me. He leads me. And then in the paths of righteousness. And then for his name's sake. So you can break down actually that second part of Psalm 23 and verse 3 into three different parts, three different sections. He said, he leads me. He leads me. You must be led. Sheep must be led. You can't let sheep alone. You have to lead sheep. There's nobody here who should not be led. There's nobody listening to me who should not be led. Tell me. I don't know how many of you who should not be led. All of us need to be led. You must be led by the scriptures. You must be led by God's people. You must be led by laws. You must be led by our conscience. You cannot live in this life and say you don't want to be led, or you cannot be led by anything or anybody. You must be led. And that's why I always worry, and I'm always concerned about people who don't have any form of leading. Any form of leading. I was talking to one of my sheep, and about quiet time, and then the sheep was saying they were reading the book of Romans, and that they don't understand Romans, so they've changed it. They've gone to another book. So I said, don't do that. What is the use of a teacher in your life when you come across scriptures and things you don't understand? Then instead of calling in, texting, messaging to find out how I can understand this, you are escaping that. So you see, the leading is absent, and it makes it very difficult for you to know the scriptures. Are you following what I'm saying? And I know many of you are like that. You read the Bible, you don't understand. Yeah, you don't. You understand nothing while you just read. But you see, what do? You don't want to be led. Probably you are shy or you're embarrassed that you read the Bible and you don't understand. So in your ignorance and your pride, you are just there. He leads me. He leads me. He guides me. I mean, there's nobody here in the church who has not heard me say, do this or do that before. If you have not received that from me, it means that you are not part of this fold. A sheep must be guided. Why don't you do this? And sometimes it is even in that we quarrel. Oh, you don't like me. Oh, you don't want to see my face. You don't want to hear my voice. Because you know, this man, he will say this when he sees me. I know people like that. I have met many people who, I've said it. It becomes a bone of contention. They still won't listen. Because they don't want to be led. But we must be led. We must be led. We must be led. The Bible says those that are led by the Spirit. Led by the Spirit. Leading is something that God has given to his people. Because just like sheep, we are like that. If you leave us, we'll do all kinds of things will happen. Who? You. Is it even in this season where we are not gathering? Not many people are missing church. But then when we had church, you thought that it was too much church. Too much church. Come this morning, come this afternoon, come this evening. Shepherds meeting this. Come to Samaria. Come here. Sometimes you feel tired and you are asking, is there a meeting? Now you ask yourself if there's any meeting anywhere. Now we want meeting. Because for what you don't understand is that as human beings, that is why David said, I am a sheep. He said, the Lord is my shepherd because I am a sheep. It's only sheep that have shepherd. And if David is sheep, the Bible says we are his people and the sheep of his pasture. So we need leading. We need leading. Somebody say leading. Leading. We need leading. You must be led. When you're brought up, when you enter into this world, you must be led. You must be led to eat. To eat the right things. Look at how we have been led now to eat the right things and to even learn how to wash our hands. And look at that. We didn't even know how to wash our hands with all the 35 years in this world, 40 years around here. Didn't even know how to wash our hands. No hygiene. But you see, we're moving around. Big men, big shots, nice girls, nice boys, going all over the place. Common hand wash, we didn't know. Is it not miraculous that now by the grace of God, 20 seconds, if you don't wash your hands for 20 seconds, it means that your hands are not clean. You must be led. So when you are born, you are led. That's why when you are born, you need a home. And the home now is where the man and the woman with different abilities and different qualities, God has brought them together to lead you. So you are led to drink breast milk, whether you like it or not. I mean, there's nothing so unattractive like breast milk. I mean, if I give you breast milk, I don't know whether you drink it. No. But once upon a time, if you don't get it, you cry. Yeah, you will holler. But now, breast what? No, we don't want the milk. We want it, but we don't want the milk. Yeah, we want the bottle, but we don't want anything inside the bottle. Can you believe it? Yeah, it's fantastic. And then from then, you are led to drink porridge. That's why some people don't like porridge now. It's like they've drunk porridge in their youthful days. I said, now when you bring porridge, pour what? What porridge? Meanwhile, no porridge. Rice water, rice porridge. Barley porridge. Is that something like that? Wheat porridge. Canned meal porridge. Oh, Lord. When you're eating it now, it's like you broke. It's like you got no money. That's how you drink your porridge. But you see, once upon a time, that was your breakfast, that was your dinner. You were led to drink porridge. But I hear porridge with capadula inside is very good, though. Really? Yeah, I hear it's very good power. I hear it's potent. It has power. Mm-hmm, it's rich. Wow. I have to try one at home. I'm sure to prevent coronavirus also. Hallelujah. So we need to be led. You need to be led in the things we eat, how we behave. Then you are led to go to school. You don't choose the school you go to. Your first school you don't choose. It is the subsequent schools that by your performance. By your performance. Even that, if you were to listen to your mother and your father about homework and do your assignment and do your projects and do this and do that, you will see that leading now will make you go to one of the good schools around. Whether you finish school or not, it's because you were led or you were not led. Yes, whether you get a good job, whether your life will be better or not. You see, and that is what David is saying here, that the sheep now, the way the sheep is expressing his life and what happened to him and what happens and what is going to happen to the sheep, the way he's expressing this here, it only comes by someone who is so concerned, who is so loving, who leads him. Oh my God. That's the only way you can say, I shall not want. That's the only way you can say, I shall not want. That's the only way. You must be led. You are led to even a church. It's not every church that you can be blessed to. There are churches and there are churches. It's not every pastor that will lead you. You see, again, your pastor even determines your life. Yeah, just like a husband or a wife also determines it. So the church that you join, and churches, you don't join churches because you choose. It's because God leads you. Because you can go to a church and say, Miss Spirit doesn't take this church. Miss Spirit didn't take this church. Like one lady told me a few years ago that my spirit has left the church. Wow. I was very flabbergasted. Yeah, she said her spirit has left the church. Now her spirit has gone to another church. Yeah, I hope her spirit doesn't move around until she's no more. You understand? So even in the church that you join, you think that you are the one joined. The Bible says it is God who works in us to will. All right. Philippians says it. It is God who works in us to will and to do of his good pleasure. So anything that you do, if the bishop even said it. Bishop even said that, you know, when somebody likes you, you shouldn't take it for granted. Yeah, it is God who drops these things in people's hearts. When somebody takes interest in you. You see, sometimes when you are not guided and you are not led, you think that when somebody likes you, he wants to go between my legs or something. Especially if you come from a particular part of the world. You think, he like me? The way he watching me, the way he texting me? And that's what we even go through. Many a times my lady shepherds, you know, will try and get in touch with people, you know, call them about God, about church and all of that. And then as they call them, you see, a man sitting in his house getting a phone call from a girl feels so, tough and nice. You see, but the person is just trying to guide you and to lead you. And it doesn't mean that a person likes you or anything. I mean, if it was about liking, there are better people than you, I tell you. But it's just about the fact that God wants somebody in your life to guide you. So David said that he leads me. And so if you don't have any leading in your life, I tell you, the Psalm 23, you recite it like a poem, it will never be practically manifest in your life. The people who experience the blessings and the prosperity of Psalm 23 are those who are led. Yeah. And you can't be led by somebody you don't like and you don't love. You have not accepted over your life. I'm telling you. And you don't know anything. There's nobody who knows it all. So ladies must be guided. Must be led. Men must be led. Boys, young people, everybody must be led. The government must be led. Yes, the ministers must be led. Pastors must be led. Churches must be led. Any pastor, anybody must be led. We are sheep. No matter how high you go, you are still sheep. And you must be led. So I'm just breaking out this part of the verse into three parts. And then we'll just end the service for today. So he leads me. He leads me. He leads me. Do you have anybody who leads you? Are you leadable? Ask the person sitting next to you, 6 feet away, through your mask. Are you leadable? We'll come to that. He leads me in the paths of righteousness. On the right paths. On the right path, for his name's sake. Now, let me just give you this. We don't have much time, but let me just give you this and we'll be rounding up. Now, when the Bible says that he leads me. Remember the Bible says in Isaiah 53, isn't it? That all like sheep. All like sheep. Is that what it says? All like sheep. We have done what? We have gone astray. We have gone astray. So sheep always go astray if you leave them. You get it? They go astray. It means that if you leave a human being to himself, he'll go out. He'll do his own thing. And sheep, like human beings, are notorious creatures of habit. 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 We are habitual. We do things habitually. We have habits. Whether it's good or bad, we live by habit. You wake up in the morning, you don't talk, your face is straight, and that's how you are every morning. Yeah, you've grown up like that. So when you marry, you wake up in the morning, your husband has to ask you, you can't say good morning. Even from the morning, there's a fight. And that's what sometimes people don't even realize before they marry. Because, you know, sometimes what happens is that you only see the person in the afternoon or in the evenings. You don't know how they look like in the morning. Because as a Christian, beloved, you don't see them early in the morning. Because, you don't sleep together. So you don't wake up in the same place. You get it? So many people don't know how their spouses look like before they marry them, how they sleep and how they wake up. It's a mystery. So before you can really, so that's why you have to be led. So you can't go and marry and say, oh, me, I know marriage. Or me, I've had boyfriends and girlfriends for many years, so I don't need counseling. No. Deception. I tell you, because when you wake up in the same bed with a person, you don't even know how the person sleeps. Some people can just sleep and roll around. Yeah, kung fu fighting in the night. Meanwhile, when you sleep, you don't want any disturbance. Once upon a time, there was a married couple. They had a lot of problems. Why? Because the wife had a habit of sleeping and not wanting anybody to touch her. Daddy wants her skin to touch nobody's skin. And so she grew up like that. And so when they got married and then they were sleeping, the man is somebody who also likes cuddling. Like a baby boy. I don't know how many men of you, Mr. King, are you watching? I don't know how many of you like cuddling, you know. I hope Mr. King cuddles you in the night. cuddling. And even the guy wants to cuddle. And this was a lady with a lot of flesh. Very cuddleable. Enough cushion. Cuddleable. You know, and then in the night, the lady will say, nah. Meanwhile, nobody touch me. Can you believe it? Hey, meanwhile, nobody touch me. So when a guy tries touching them, she'll get vexed and she'll leave and go and sleep in the living room. I tell you, habit. Some people eat before they brush their teeth. It's a habit. Yeah. They say, no, you know what? I don't want to brush my teeth and later I have to eat and have to brush again. So let me just eat. And after that, I'll just brush my teeth one time. Yeah. Some people wake up in the morning with saliva in their mouth.
Hello.
Habits. It's because of habits. That's why people need to be led. Led out of those bad habits. You see, even when it comes to path, he leads me in the paths, our ways, our paths. There is a way that seemeth right unto a man. There's always a way that seemeth, there's a way that seemeth right to me. There's a way that seemeth right to you. And that is why the leading must come, because if we leave you, you will go a way that seems right to you. I tell you, I have a friend, you know, when we were growing up as Christians, he always used to say, when it comes to marriage, you know, everybody, you know, talking about marriage and who you want to marry, and he, in Ghana, West Africa, he said that he wanted to marry a Japanese maiden. Japanese maiden. I tell you, many of us got beloveds. You know, we were introduced to, you know, our fellow brothers and sisters in the church, our pastor and all of that. This is when I got saved, the early days. This gentleman never had anybody for many years. Waiting on the Japanese maiden. This same gentleman, when he got saved, on Fridays, in the Friday evening, he'd go to the pub, go and sit down, and take a bottle of Guinness. It was a very big challenge to get him out of that habit. Because he said, the Bible says drink, but don't get drunk. Yes. And so his Friday, once a week, two bottles of Guinness. He doesn't see anything wrong with it. Even Jesus blessed wine. Hey. And so the road that we used to take to go to church, sometimes, let's say Friday, we are going for an all night or something, he won't come for the all night. You see him sitting at there's a beer place around there. He was sitting outside alone drinking his Guinness, and he will even wave at us and say, "Hi." I mean, there's nothing wrong in his mind about the drinking of the Guinness. He says that there is nowhere in the Bible that the Bible says don't drink. It took years. His marriage, he married when he was almost about 40 or so. Because he was waiting. No, a Japanese. A black woman. Black woman. Blackanese. Japanese? Blackanese. Maybe with some small eyes that look like. Yeah. Are you with me? So we must be led. And we must be led on the path, the right path. What happens to sheep, ladies and gentlemen, is that if you leave a sheep, the sheep will follow one particular path all the time. Until that path, the grass is gone. You see, when you walk, some people like that. You see a nice garden, you know, lawn and all of that. And then there's a path. It goes this way, it goes that way. You see that where you are going is very close. But there is no path there because of the lawn. So you have to follow the pavement blocks, wherever is it to lead you to. No. People don't like that. They say, why should I go all around to the destination when there's a shortcut? So you see, they walk in the lawns. After a while, you see that they create a path, dry path, where you see the earth is growing. You can't grow anything there anymore. You have to bring no trespassing, no walking in the lawns. You have to step in there. Yeah. And that's how sheep are. So if you leave sheep, if you have sheep, if you're a shepherd, you leave sheep, you lead them out of the house and you let them go. They'll go one way. Every morning they'll go one way. Every morning they'll go one way. Until the road they use, there's nothing there anymore to eat. Now what happens then is that he leads me in the paths that are right for his name's sake. God's reputation is at stake because of how you turn up if he doesn't lead you. Don't we say charity begins at home? Yeah. It is now that probably we don't say that much. However you turn up is because of the house you came from. That's what it is. It's because of what you didn't have at home. It's because of what you don't have access to at home. That's what makes you go out and do certain things. When you don't have love at home, you go out there looking for love. So, the reputation of God is at stake. That is why the Bible says he leads me in the right paths for his reputation's sake. So that's why, even like a husband must control his wife for his name's sake. Because the woman carries the name of the man. Mrs. Asabri. Mrs. Max, Mrs. Kelvin, Akila Kelvin, Calvin and Akila Kelvin. The woman is carrying your name. Your reputation is at stake. Haywood, the name is at stake. Rankin, Harry, the name is at stake. And therefore, you can't just let the person just go and do anything. That's why in growing up, and even marrying, my wife will habitually come to me and then, you know, ask me to see whether the hairdressing is okay. It's only when you think you can, you know how to dress. That's why you don't even go to your husband to see how I look. Your husband should be your mirror. Because when you go out and there's something about you, he is the one whose name will be mentioned. The Bible says, the Proverbs 31 woman, the Bible says, with all the things that she does, the husband sits at the gate of the town and he is being hailed and he is being called. Wow, boy, you got a good wife. Look at how you just sit down and things are organized. He gets a good name because of the wife who is virtuous. He leads me in paths. Let me tell you, there are some ways that you are on now that is not good. And you cannot leave that way until a shepherd comes in, finds out what you're doing, and takes you on the other side. Otherwise, we like habits. We are very, very habitual like sheep. We'll be doing the thing. If it is smoking, you smoke it. Oh, if it's sex, you sex. If it's sex and if it's gambling, oh Lord God Almighty, you gambler. I know a guy who was into gambling. When he gets his salary today, tomorrow, he used to be paid about 100,000 Guyanese dollars. He gets his pay today, cash. Next day, it's finished. I tell you. Habits. I'm sure you have a habit that's not good. You even have a habit of not reading your Bible. Well, you have a habit of being stuck to your phone for nothing really essential and profitable. You can't tell me as a sheep, and you are sheep, I'm sheep. You can't tell me that you don't have a habit. That is not on the wrong path. Otherwise, this scripture will never be practical today. It would have been only practical in the days of David. He said, and he has led me, and he has finished. No, he said, he leads me. It's something continuous. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. No matter how old you are, no matter how young you are, no matter how knowledgeable you are, no matter who you are, where you are listening to me from, you need to be led in different paths. Look at me. A Ghanaian in Guyana. I mean, what am I doing here? I have been led on a path. How many Ghanaians have you met in your life since you found yourself in Guyana? Bakupe. Oh, okay, Jesus Bakupe. How many Ghanaians? Even in this church, how many Ghanaians do you know? Myself, my wife, Reverend Ralph, his wife, it's only Adumu who is a Ghanaian. Aseda and Isha, they are not Ghanaians. It's Adumu who is a Ghanaian. Who doesn't like to speak Chi? I mean, even my children, they are not Ghanaians. Ghanaians don't come to Guyana. Even though the name sounds very much alike. Ghanaians don't come here. So, how did I end up here? It's like, hey, sheep, what are you doing here? Where is your master? The rest of the sheep, they are in America. The rest of them, they are in Canada. The rest of them, they are in England. The rest of them, they are in Italy. The rest of them, they are in Germany. They are in Belgium. They are looking for euros. They are looking for pounds. What is this sheep doing here in Guyana looking for Guyanese dollars? It only comes when I am or you are led. That's why you are sitting in that house this morning. If it wasn't my leading, you would not be sitting down there listening to me. If it wasn't my guidance this morning, pandemic, you have actually gotten corona already. You have been coronized. Aha. Yes. Did you hear the news? The people who have been quarantined in this government facility, they're sexing. Yeah. The people that have been quarantined because of the coronavirus, they've turned themselves into, they are sexing each other. Habit. Habit. It's like, I have been here for 2 weeks. I ain't getting nothing. You see, it's uncalled for. Uncalled for. It's like, I've not heard something like this before. Yes. They're sexing each other. They're having sex in the facility where they've been quarantined. Before the coronavirus is over, you see children, corona, they'll be called coronita, corolina, coronios, all kinds of fancy names. Coronies, coronium, COVID. Virusina or something like that. Can you believe it? It's habit. And that's why David said that he leads me in the right path. So for all you know, you have to put the girls in one place and the boys in one place and be in between them. It's like you can't cross. Somebody has to come in and try and lead people on the right track. We'll continue next week. Stand to your feet, please. Hallelujah. You are my strength when I am weak. You are the treasure that I seek. You are my all in all.
come. Seeking you as a precious jewel, Lord, to give up, I'll be full. You are my all in all. Jesus, the Lamb of God, worthy is your name. Jesus, Lamb of God, worthy is your name. You are my strength, you are my strength when I am weak. You are the treasure that I see. You are my all in all. Seeking you as a precious jewel, Lord, to give up, I will fall. You are my all in all. Oh, Jesus, you are the Lamb of God, worthy is your name, your name, Jesus, Lamb of God, worthy is your name.
Father, thank you for this morning. Thank you for your word. We need guidance. Guidance through the right paths for your name's sake. That is why you have brought us together and brought us into a church. You've placed a pastor, the bishop, over us, that we will not be allowed to do the things that we like to do, to go the ways that we normally go, and to continue in the destruction of our lives. You send a pastor, a shepherd, our way. Your word says you will give us pastors after your heart. Pastors after your heart. People who you have touched. People who love you. And who for the love of you will guide your people and guide your sheep. Thank you for the guidance that you're giving. Thank you for all those who don't speak who are going to start speaking from today. Those who don't seek advice and guidance who are going to start doing that from today. People who don't understand things and they don't ask. I pray that all those habits be broken in the name of Jesus. Break bad habits, oh God. Break habits that, Lord, take us backwards and cause us to walk in a path of destruction. Break those habits out of our lives this morning in the precious name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. A wonderful time of fellowship. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Give Jesus a big hand clap. Amen.
We believe you have been blessed by the powerful teaching of God's Word. For booking and more information on the ministry of Bishop Collins, please call us on 592-225-6760 or email us at shepherdhousegy@gmail.com. You can also log on to www.shepherdhouseinternational.org. God richly bless you.